I stand firmly 100% in support of a woman's right to choose, and it not only protecting but expanding women's access to health care. My opponent has says that she is pro-choice, but seems to have been on all sides of this issue. She posted on social media in celebration of an Irish judge upholding Ireland's strict anti-abortion laws. She posted on social media about proudly marching in this country's largest anti-abortion protest, whose express purpose is making abortion illegal in this country again. She posted on social media about her pro-life advocacy. I don't understand how someone who says and does those things can be trusted to stand up and protect these rights.
So, Juanita Perez-Williams,
thank you.
How can you be trusted to stand up and protect those rights?
First of all, I am pro-choice. Dana knows that. She's being disingenuous. I have been pro-choice my entire life. My mother worked for Planned Parenthood. We were a choice family. I've raised two daughters that are now adult women, both pro-choice, and both know that as a mother, I was always firm about the fact that we need to respect all choice for all women. It's about preserving that right. It's about ensuring that we respect the right for all women. I am someone that has been out there defending choice, defending all choice. And what women are seeing from speaking with me and meeting with me is that Dana and I are saying the same thing. We respect that women come to choice from different backgrounds, different faiths, different cultures.
Well, let me interject here, but You're saying the same thing, but she's making an assertion about things that you have done in the past for which there is a trail of evidence, so to speak. So let me just take the march that she referred to. Explain to our listeners then what you're doing when you're participating in that march and whether your views have changed from that moment in time to now and how.
Well, let's explain that moment in time.
Sure.
I'm a mother of four grown children. My youngest son, who is a student at Catholic University, with our church, has always marched at the pro-life event in Washington. In one particular year, I went. I wanted to see what he was exposed to. I wanted to see what he was doing with our church members and with his friends. And by going there, it confirmed for me that choice is important and we need to preserve it for all women.
Do you find that explanation credible, Ms. Walter?
I certainly don't find it satisfactory. Again, in Juanita's own words, she said, "I proudly marched." That is not, "I participated to observe." I proudly marched in a march whose sole purpose is making abortion illegal in this country. I don't understand how that comports with protecting women's rights. The two just do not go together.
And one of your presidents will give you the last word on this, and then we're going to move on. But go ahead.
It's not inconsistent for respecting choice, no matter what that choice is, and then being out there ensuring that you vote for it, you preserve it. That is a logical response. If you truly respect all choice, then you preserve it and you vote for it. And I can tell you that when I was at that march, I had no agenda. It was simply there to see what my son was exposed to. And again, it reaffirmed my faith that, in fact, choice is something we must preserve, and I will always vote to ensure we do that.